Stack. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So this week, I am here with Nathan. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while. Some listeners might remember Nathan. We actually did an episode on action figures, and he was kind enough to come back again this week to join me. So what are we going to be talking about today, Nathan?
So today, I actually wanted to take a chance to talk about IKEA.
I've been really looking forward to this.
Yeah, no, I have too. I had a really great time the last time you had me on, so I appreciate you coming back to me again. I know IKEA came up in our last conversation, so it was a nice little gateway to jump in right here.
So if we can start by, for anybody who doesn't know what IKEA is, can you give them a quick introduction to what we're talking about?
Sure. So IKEA, for anyone that's not familiar, it's basically a furniture store. But just calling it that doesn't really do it justice, because they kind of take furniture buying and purchasing, or even like the idea of furnishing your house in kind of a different direction than most places do. I think one thing they're kind of well known for is the fact that not all, but a lot of the furniture you get from there, it actually comes in like small and like boxes, and you assemble it yourself. It's a Swedish company, actually. So since it originated there, where people might not have like ginormous houses like they would in America, or at least by comparison anyway, they really try to like maximize a lot of like storage stuff. So there's a lot of cool things for like organization and storage and just kind of like keeping closet organization. Like if you've ever seen like one of their most common things is like the cube displays a lot of people have to either display collectibles or to like store stuff in their closets or something like that. And that's how I got introduced to them as well. As you mentioned, the first time I was on was to talk about action figure collecting and everything. And, you know, I have my action figures collection to display. I have, you know, some books to display. I collect video games. I'm a very big collector. And so, of course, one of the first problems you run into when you amass any kind of collection is where do you keep it all, both like storage, putting it away in closets, or just actually displaying it out in main areas and everything. And, you know, whenever I started looking for solutions for like bookshelves or something like that, that was the most common things recommended to me was check out IKEA. Because there are a whole selection is always very reasonably priced. So it's good for like collectors and everything to come into and stuff. But the thing that makes IKEA so cool is that you go in there and they have a showroom like you would normally find in any other furniture store and everything. A lot of people say it's kind of like a maze because they have all sorts of different departments, and as you walk in through the store, it'll wind you through all of their different showrooms and departments and everything like that. But IKEA are these giant like warehouse sized buildings. All of them are absolutely huge. And part of the reason they're so big is because they're usually split into two floors. The first floor being where you go in and it's the showroom and everything. Or it's the top floor. And then once you've gone through there, then you go down to the bottom floor, which is actually their storage warehouse, and you find all of their furniture that they have up in their showrooms. Like I said, it's a big warehouse. You just find whatever you're looking for. They're in big boxes, and you bring them home, and then you like basically just assemble them yourself. I always call them, I refer to them as almost they're like adult Lego sets. It's enough of an activity. But yeah, like I said, they're very big on like space storage and efficiency and everything. So like if you go in knowing what you're looking for or something, like everything is categorized and sorted, and you can just like go in and grab exactly what you need and get right out and everything. So it's also very convenient. But also I could spend like a whole afternoon in the IKEA store just wandering around and having a great time as well.
I know I've actually only been to an IKEA once. Mm-hmm. There was one that opened up about a half hour away from my home, and I was like, well, I've never been to an IKEA, but I'd heard of them before. And I was astonished at how huge, like when you say it's like a warehouse, it's huge. And like, I kept thinking about the end of Indiana Jones, where he puts the Ark of the Covenant in like a warehouse, and then like mm-hmm. it's zooming out and it's just like this big like airport hangar. Like that's, it it's like whatever audience you're picturing is a warehouse, like double or triplet.
No, the Indiana Jones scene is a really good comparison for what their warehouse looks like, because it is just floor to ceiling, just these huge boxes of furniture and everything. And no, like I said, it is just saying it's giant. You're right. Just doesn't even do it justice.
Yeah. And it was cool. Like, I can see where you can kind of fall in love with it. And it's also, like, the displays. One of the things I thought was really cool is it looked like you could walk into a room, right? Like, the way they have a lot of their furniture displayed, it's a complete setting. It's like a little office cubicle, and it will have the couch, the end table, the lamps, the, you know, coffee table, all of that, like, set up and displayed, where it feels like you could just walk in and be like, I want my bedroom to look like this. I'll take one of everything and like walk out. And it's really neat. It's like little dioramas.
Yeah. No, it really is like almost like a slice of somebody's house they've just like taken and moved and put in that showroom and everything. And no, like sometimes I go in there and especially more recently, you know, that I've, you know, had a place for a while and everything. You know, I'll go in just with a more of a purpose or something. It's like, okay, I need a new bookshelf, or I need a new display case or something like that. So I'll go in there and look like that. But like, you know, a few years ago, whenever I had moved into a new house, or even a couple of years before that, when I was still in college and just living in an apartment that I had just moved into, like those, like I said, just looking at that, like you said, just you could look at something and get an idea, and it's like, okay, I'll take all of that, or you know, like I want to take most of this and kind of set it up like this at home. That's what I really like about that. Like, yeah. Like me and my wife, or she was my girlfriend at the time. Like, we were just walking through and just kind of getting ideas for basically how we wanted to furnish our own place. So no, it is really cool to like go through and just kind of get ideas from yeah. the way they've really have everything set up and displayed.
Absolutely.
But no, it's definitely my main purchase is definitely the IKEA bookshelves. Something I hadn't mentioned before, and in case again for anyone that's not familiar with IKEA, is because it's a Swedish company, all of their furniture has the craziest, weirdest names, because it's all like words in Swedish. I have absolutely no Swedish, so I don't know what it translates to or anything like that. But they have weird names like Detolf or Hymnes or Kallax. The most popular bookshelf, the one that I have like a dozen of in my house, they're actually called Billy. I don't know why they named the bookcase Billy. If there was a famous Billy that was a friend or something, I have no idea why it's named Billy. I should have done some research into that. But I think just the fact that the bookcase is named Billy is very amusing to me.
I find that very charming as well. And there's actually a comedian songwriter that has a song about IKEA.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. I know exactly what you're going to go into.
Yeah. So one of the lines is Billy the bookcase says hello, and so does the table. His name is Ingo, I think.
Yes, it's Ingo. Just
like, so every time I hear IKEA, first of all, I think of that song.
Yeah, for anyone listening that's curious, the artist she's talking about is Jonathan Colton, has a song. This is called, the name of it is just IKEA, and it is really funny. And no, it is a very good description of kind of what IKEA is like or has and everything. It's very funny.
Yeah. So I kind of want to go back to, because you said quite a bit of your furniture is from IKEA, and you've mentioned that like pricing wise, it is very reasonably priced and affordable. As far as like quality, you know, durability, how long it lasts, comfort of the chairs, things like that. Do you feel like even though it's a not super expensive product, it's still a fairly sustainable product? Or
yeah, I absolutely, like I think that's one of the things that IKEA kind of gets a misconception about. I think because you have to like build everything, people think it's going to be flimsy or something like that. But I mean, I have like bookcases and stuff that have survived one or some even two moves, plus, you know, being moved around within my house and the day-to-day wear and tear and stuff like that. No, all of it is very, I've never had any issue with any IKEA stuff breaking down. It's all been very durable. I mean, like I said, it is like the Billy bookcases I get, depending on like what size you get, are like $50 to $60. That, I mean, you know, it at the end of the day, it is still kind of like that particle board material. But it's like nice and finished, so it doesn't like feel like that cheap particle board if you just touch it. You know, it still has a good durability and everything. Like if you're looking for a bookcase made out of like solid mahogany, or, you know, like something to put over like the mantelpiece, so to be like this big, like, you know, if you want to look like you own a yacht kind of like level of expense, then no, don't go to IKEA and everything. But I think for the average person, it's going to be great. It's like I said, our stuff is all held up very well. Like, I want to say now that even though I sound like an IKEA commercial, I'm not sponsored or affiliated with them. I'm just a big fan. I think some of the misconception kind of comes from a lot of what people call like the big box stores like Target or Walmart or something like that. They usually have at least some variety of like the same kind of like build it yourself bookcase or like storage cube stand or something like that. And those kind of things, even though they're very similar products, that's very much more like kind of like you get what you pay for kind of situation. So I think it's just kind of like that extra little layer of love that IKEA gives to like all of their stuff that really kind of puts it ahead of any like something like that. And like I said, I think people just get that furniture from like those big box stores and assume that IKEA is going to be the same. So no, I definitely find that IKEA holds up very well over time.
And I mean, I think that makes sense because first of all, IKEA has been around for a while. Like if they weren't putting out decent products, they wouldn't have lasted this long. And it's also like IKEA knows what IKEA is, right? Like it has one focus and it does that focus well. And like when I was in the showroom, I really liked the look of IKEA furniture. And like you were saying, it's not a showpiece, right? It's not this luxury like hand-carved wooden stuff, but they know the materials that they work with, and it always has like a very like modern kind of chic, clean sort of look to it. And therefore, you know, the particle board or whatever, it's like they know the colors that they can put with that. They're not trying to pretend that it's anything other than it is. They're embracing what it is and making it look really cool for that product. So.
Yeah, absolutely. No, like I said, they kind of know their wheelhouse and they stay in it. That like, you know, you mentioned like I said, IKEA knows what it is. Another thing that like they really that I think encapsulates the whole IKEA experience. And maybe this is a weird thing to talk about, but like in every IKEA, there's also a food area, like where they actually prepare and serve food. And it's really nothing more than just kind of like a glorified snack bar. That, I mean, again, if you've been in like a Target or something, usually like pretty close up to the entrance, they also have like a little snack stand at Target as well, where you can get like popcorn or something like that. But the IKEA food is always crazy. Like the most common thing people always talk about is the meatballs because it's a Swedish place, Swedish meatballs. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. And the meatballs are very good. I've gotten them plenty of times whenever I go there. My personal favorite thing to get, though, is they actually – it sounds so random, but, like, they have hot dogs there. And these hot dogs are, like, logically good to me. Like, if you've ever been to, like, a sporting event, like, you know how, like, the hot dogs in a football or baseball stadium just taste a little bit better, even though it's probably the exact same hot dog you can buy at a grocery store. Well, that's the same kind of thing for me, is that these IKEA hot dogs are like the equivalent of like a stadium dog or something. And I love them because like you can get like two of these hot dogs and like a soda and like a normal size soda for like, I think it's like $2 or something, which is, you know, you can even
that's
get like
so cheap.
Right. And like it's the same thing for like the meatballs. You can get like a half a dozen meatballs for like I think $1.50 or $2 or something like that. It's all so super cheap. And I actually learned this. I don't even honestly remember where I read this little trivia fact, but IKEA actually sells all their food at that snack stand at a loss. Like whatever it costs, they actually knock it down, but they sell all that food so cheaply. So that whenever you walk in and you get a snack, whether it's a drink or hot dog or whatever, and you see how cheap it is, you're like, oh, IKEA is all about value. And it gives that theme of IKEA's like identity of being like good but affordable and everything. And they like try to start off with that whenever you enter in the store. And I always thought that was really interesting that they're willing to sell all this food at a loss just to kind of continue that like IKEA branding or whatever. Plus, it's also just really nice to have a hot dog while you're walking through the giant labyrinth that is their warehouse.
I mean, I want a hot dog with whatever I'm doing in life. There's nothing that couldn't be improved by either having a hot dog or meatballs at the same time.
Exactly. Also, I'm a big fan of Swedish fish, which, I mean, you can get Swedish fish at a lot of different, like, candy stores and things like that. But because IKEA and it's Sweden and everything, they make sure to always have those. So that's always another favorite thing of mine to pick up. If you haven't had Swedish fish, they're, like, these, like, gummy red, like, cherry, strawberry fish fish-shaped gummies.
That's awesome. That's so wonderful. So I want to actually go back to before we started talking about food, because I'm getting too hungry to continue that line of the conversation.
Sure.
You talked about like that you enjoy building the furniture, that the actual process is fun for you, you know, gives you a little bit of a challenge, but it's straightforward. You follow the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is like the most complicated or the most time consuming like piece that you've put together from IKEA? Is there anyone that you can remember that like was a little bit more challenging?
Yeah, there was one a specific display case I had a lot more trouble building than most things, because like most of the things like we were mentioning, you know, are wooden or at least part wood or something like that, so you know, like most of the holes are like pre-drilled and can go together and the right like are like pre-aligned and everything, so you can just kind of snap them together and stuff. There was one display case though that I'd gotten that had like a metal frame that was just like held together with some bolts, and like the metal frame like used like tension to basically hold in the big glass panels of the display case. That one was definitely trickier. Like I mentioned before, my wife's dress and I's dressers both came from IKEA. Those I wouldn't say it was harder or anything. At least not that much more. But like that one was definitely a very long time commitment. Like the bookcases, sure. I've built so many of them now. I can basically my wife jokes that I can put a Billy together in my sleep pretty much, just because I've done it so many times. It only takes me a few minutes because I already know where most all of the panels go and how to attach all the shelves and stuff. So like I'm used to, you know, it not being too long of a process. But like whenever we went to go put those dressers together, just because it entailed so much more. You have to build like the main structure of the dresser and then put together each of the drawers and then attach the little like sliding guides that the drawers slide in and out on and everything. That was like a I don't want to say like a full day project, but it was like the better part of an afternoon. Like several hours went into putting that dresser together, to the point where like I got about halfway done, took a break, came back and finished it and everything. So that one wasn't like so much difficult, but yeah, it was definitely a lot more of a time sink than I was used to with most IKEA furniture. And you know, I just like said, I like building Legos and models and things like that also. So I mean, I guess like I said, because it's this very similar experience is why I actually find some enjoyment out of it. I mean, I guess maybe if somebody's listening out there and you know, if you've ever tried to put together a Lego set and got tired of it or found it tedious or something like that, then yeah, building IKEA furniture is not going to be for you either. But if you do like that kind of thing, I mean, I certainly find it enjoyable. So I would imagine other people with similar interests would enjoy it also.
Yeah, I think it's enjoyable. I think it's also one of those things where it's fun to look at something in your apartment and say, I did that. Like I put that together. Like you get to feel accomplished, and it's something you did. You were a part of it besides just dragging it and sticking it somewhere. So
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think that's one of the reasons why I like displaying my collections and stuff on them so much is that like I put them together. I built them. I put my heart into it, kind of, as cheesy as that sounds. But like,
yeah.
So like, yeah, I, you know, I have this collection that I care about. And so I made a thing that I took the effort. It wasn't like you said, I didn't just go to a yard sale. I was like, ah, that shelf's good enough. We'll use that. I actually found something, picked it out. They're like, oh, this will fit it best. And so like it encapsulates everything that, you know, that I wanted to put into it. So no, I definitely appreciate it for that purpose.
Fantastic. So one of the other things that you had mentioned to me after we were done recording on the action figure episode was that there have been times when you've been watching like TV shows or things like that, and you've actually been able to pick out IKEA furniture from sets. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it was just I never like sat down to try to like memorize their catalog or anything, but I mean, you know, you try to like, I always try to make sure I go into IKEA with a plan. So sometimes I will like look over their website and try to decide between maybe like a couple different shelves and figure out which one I want. And like I said, my wife and I have walked through the showroom multiple times, or like, you know, we've gone through with other friends or something like that to help them out and everything. So I've been in there and just kind of, I think by being exposed to it so much, that yeah, I just kind of picked up like you mentioned before that IKEA stuff has a very certain design to it. That it is a little more like on the modern mm-hmm. side and everything. So that also kind of makes it easy to stand out. But yeah, like a lot of times, especially on like shows like sitcoms or something like that, you know, when they're trying to like stock a character's apartment for they're trying to build a set for pretty cheap or something, just like how college students will go to IKEA for cheap furniture. It makes sense that like set designers would do the same thing. That, yeah, especially like the stuff that I actually own or you know have considered having or something like that. Like I said, like the one of the most common things I see a lot of like collectors have are like the cube storage. There's a couple of a couple of movies and stuff I've noticed like their coffee table or like the characters like headboard on their bed might be from an IKEA showroom or something I'll recognize. But yeah, it was just a weird talent I seem to have picked up that I just through I guess continual exposure to IKEA's catalogs and their store and everything. I just recognize the modern Swedish design of the furniture pretty easily now.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. It's like seeing a friend that's a cameo, or like if you have a certain breed of dog as a pet and then like an actor has that dog and you're like, oh, I have the same type of dog. Like it's just, there's something kind of fun about knowing that like movie studios and TV studios would use IKEA furniture and like you could have the same coffee table as, you know, whatever fictional character you like.
Mm-hmm. No, it is true. Like you said, it is almost like a little cameo or something. And yeah, you do feel a weird like sense of attachment. No, like having like the same breed of dog as a character is a really good example.
Fantastic. I think we're going to kind of start wrapping it up. Was there anything else specific that you were hoping to talk about or mention about IKEA that we didn't get to?
If anybody listening is curious and planning like their first trip to IKEA after hearing about this or something, the one bit of advice I would say is definitely go in with, maybe you don't have to know exactly what you're doing, but at least kind of go in with a plan, because I think actually you mentioned this about IKEA the first time we were talking on the action figure podcast, that like whenever you went for your first time, you found it very overwhelming. And like I said, it's a huge, like it's a labyrinth of a store. So it's very easy to get overwhelmed. That, you know, you don't have to necessarily like know exactly, oh, I want this model couch or this model bookshelf or something like that, and I need this number. Like, you don't have to plan that detail, but like go in with like a kind of a goal in mind, like, oh, I need a new shelf for this thing, or I need a new piece of furniture for like this corner of my house or something. So then you can still walk through the showroom and get ideas and everything. But like you're not like completely overwhelmed by all the different choices, because like it's just probably, I've never like measured it out, but if you like had a pedometer on when you walked through, I'm sure it's probably at least a good mile of walking the way they loop you around through all the showrooms, and just seeing all that can definitely get overwhelming if you know you don't have a good like an end goal in mind and everything. That, you know, or like say, like maybe you don't even need furniture after you get through like the main furniture showroom. They also have all these showrooms of like smaller like knickknacks, like house plants or like lighting, like lamps and table settings and kitchen appliances and gadgets and gizmos and all sorts of crazy stuff. So, you know, it's so easy if you see something cool, and if you like, say, if you like the IKEA like modern design look, you can just grab a shopping cart and fill it up so quickly and kind of just get sucked into it all and everything. And then, you know, you walk into the giant warehouse and you have to find where your box is or something like that. And so, yeah, if you don't go in with at least like an idea of what you're thinking, it is pretty easy to get swept up in it all and everything. But if you go in with a goal, I would definitely say that's a one bit of advice I would give to anybody trying to jump into that store for the first time.
Duly noted. That is fantastic advice. Perfect. Well, if people are interested in like reaching out to you, learning more about you, where would you have them go to find you?
Sure. So probably the best way to reach me is my Instagram. It's nocturnal_Nathan. I try to post there semi-regularly, depending on what's going on in my life. Sometimes I get a little busy and forget to post every so often. But no, if anybody has a question about IKEA or anything like that, you know, I definitely feel free to message me or anything. I'd, you know, do whatever I can to help. Also, I post lots of pictures of my collection up there. So usually those things are displayed on IKEA furniture. So if you want to get an idea of what that looks like actually in somebody's home, then that's another great way to scope that out a little bit more. But yeah, so my Instagram would definitely be the best way to reach me.
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening.